This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. It's been a little while since he reached back out to us, and he did get back into us, and that's why we're here today. The name of the company is Insulytics, and they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ENZC. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and Director of the company, Dr. Gaura Chandra. Dr. Chandra, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I'm excited to be on the show. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking about Insulytics.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, my first talking point and what we're going to talk about today is collaborations, revenue generation, and achieving your milestones. The first product that you just recently had it come out this week is the IPF Immune. And now, to my understanding, it's an immune modulator that identifies only infected human cells, and it binds them together, increases the D-cell activities, and then presents it to the immune system for removal and destruction, and there's no side effects. My question to you is, tell us a little bit about the product and the success that you're hoping that it's going to bring and possibly revenues.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Everett, we're very excited about this particular product, the Insulytics IPF Immune. It has been launched in the U.S., last week, and this week we'll start rolling it in multiple outlet shows and online media platforms. And IPF Immune is a science-backed immune modulator that helps strengthen the body's defenses against viruses or other pathogens. And as you mentioned, it works as an immune booster that increases the ability of the immune system to fight infections. And in addition to that, it actually supports the immune system, enhances recovery, and reduces the recovery period after an illness. What is so exciting about this product is that while we're launching this in the U.S., we are in parallel launching the IPF Immune product in Europe and Canada in the next 3 months. So that will be another revenue-generating product that we will have in the next 3 months. And as you mentioned, IPF Immune acts by tagging the viruses and the bacteria and assists the T cells in destroying them. And this way it helps the body's immune system to help perform their natural function. And what is so amazing and interesting about this product is that since it stimulates the natural immune system, this product does not have any side effects as such. And it can be used alone or it can be used in conjunction with other therapies. It can be used with anti-inflammatories, antivirals, antibacterial, or any kind of drugs to support the immune system. Now, why is it so significant and why it's going to succeed? So we have in vitro tests which show that IPF Immune is tested against the human coronavirus strain 229E, and it actually showed comparable efficacy but with 20-fold lower toxicity than the widely used anti-influenza medicine Tamiflu. We show the same effect against herpes simplex virus and without the side effects of acyclovir. We have some preliminary data, and these are in vitro studies, that have demonstrated significant in vitro activity against the adenovirus. And we are still analyzing and assessing the data. In the next couple of weeks, we will be publishing that data and providing it to our shareholders. So, but most importantly, why this is significant is there are a lot of patients who have actually already used our products, and they have showed significant improvement in their overall health and well-being. They have provided testimonials attesting to the tremendous benefit of this immune booster. And we are happy to be introducing this product to North America, and we look forward to significant revenues from this particular product.
You guys have any projections of what you think it might do, 1 million to 5 million? Has your team came up and thought about that yet?
We do have projections. We're very healthy projections. I mean, the immune modulator market is a pretty big market. And
yeah, 50 billion in the new circles, and it sounds like you might be the best of class out there. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Have you guys thought about, you know, evaluation on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have some revenue generating models that we have sort of discussed and come up with. I mean, as you mentioned, it's a 50 billion nutritional supplement market. So we expect significant revenues in the next coming 1 year. We actually have those projections. But what is more significant is that there are two things that we've added to it. We actually have bringing the same product in Europe and launching that in Europe. So that actually doubles our revenues from this particular immune booster. And then I think I've mentioned this in the past. We also have an approval for another FDA product where this has been combined with vitamin C, and this can be introduced into the U.S. market. What that does is it gives access to the vitamin C market, which is also a significant portion of that 50 billion nutritional supplement. So we're very excited about this particular product, especially in the results that it's shown, the in vitro activity that it has shown is significant against multiple viruses. And we look forward to receiving further feedback from our patients and helping them.
Well, let's change gears here for a little bit. Let's talk about three platforms that you're very proud of. One is the ITV One therapy. Two is the AI platform, which I believe of my research that you guys have, like, I don't know, 87,500 isolates that you guys have discovered, and then the fully monoclonal antibodies. My question to you is there's so many biological companies out there coming up with this and that and say they have this. What makes you guys so different and so special?
I love that topic. Actually, Enzylytic, the AI platform is something that is very near and dear to me because I'm driving that particular platform. And what I'll do is I'll just talk about each aspect of the AI platform that we have and how that is significant going forward for Enzylytic. So first is the AI platform is very unique because our focus remains unique. And it has helped us really leapfrog big pharmaceutical companies. I mean, this platform has driven our monoclonal antibody program, where what we have done is we've actually identified these conserved immutable targets in about 20 viruses. We actually went further and we actually built AI-based three-dimensional models of these immutable targets and established linearity, neutralization by antibodies, accessibility by antibodies, before developing monoclonal antibodies that target against these specific sequences. And as you mentioned, we did an AI analysis. This is an extensive, the largest and the most extensive AI analysis of about 2.8 million SARS-CoV-2 isolates. And we established 19 immutable sites to be conserved in all variants of concern and interest. And this includes Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma and Omicron. And then as you mentioned, we actually did the same thing for HIV viruses where we looked at about 87,500 isolates. This is also the largest database of HIV isolates. And
that's
we
amazing.
Identified eight conserved immutable targets. And what that means is that the virus can mutate as many times, but since this is conserved, it will remain unchanged. So the resultant monoclonal antibodies that we've created are universal, they're durable, they're broadly neutralizing, and they remain unaffected by mutations or virus escape. So that is a significant aspect of the AI platform and developing our monoclonal antibodies.
Let me interrupt you for a second. How many patents do you currently have?
An IP portfolio. So what we do is every virus we actually do this for, we have 20 viruses, we use it for diagnostics, vaccines, therapies, we do it for all of them. So we are building a whole database for the entire 20 viruses that we've identified using our AI platform.
Okay. Proceed on. Go ahead.
So that's one, actually. And the other thing that we are looking forward to is, and this will also become significant in the next coming months, what we have seen is called the AI-driven diagnostics. So we are discussing partnerships with diagnostic companies that have a track record of getting diagnostic tests to regulatory approval and then distributing these diagnostic tests for clinical use. So I'll explain that as to how that is important. So as the virus mutates, the diagnostic test that you have actually has to be modified each time. And that's why what we have said is, since the target remains unchanged, if we use that to diagnose the virus, then you have a test that is universally applicable. And currently we're discussing this with two diagnostic companies that actually want to take these diagnostic tests to regulatory approval to clinical use. And that is something that becomes significant in the next coming few months, as I mentioned. I think I'll also talk about two other aspects that are important for the AI platform. So what we have done is we've actually done some studies and demonstrated, in fact, there are demonstrated studies that have shown that if you have antibodies to these conserved sites or the mutable sites, then your clinical outcomes are much better. So what that means is, if a patient has antibodies to these, then he or she may have better outcomes with SARS-CoV-2, HIV, any of the viral diseases. So what this does is, it actually gives us the capability to develop a prognostic test that predicts an immune response before a patient receives a vaccine or therapy. So the diagnostic companies are very excited about that approach. We are currently discussing proposals for discussing a prognostic test. And this prognostic test is not just for HIV and SARS-CoV-2, but it's for the entire database of 20 viruses that we've identified.
Correct.
And claimed in our patent. So that is significant. And then finally, something that is very near and dear to me is that the AI platform has a database of 20 viruses, conserved targets. But as you can imagine, what AI does is, it has a very unique computational ability. It's very data hungry. The more data you provide, the better it gets at predictions. So what we have done is, since we have the capability of identifying conserved targets, we're actually working, wanting to be, in fact, we are discussing to be a part of consortiums that want to prevent the next global pandemic. And that is very exciting for us, because if you look at it, it took 30 years to identify one conserved sequence for HIV. It took us 2 months to identify 8 conserved sequences, sort of 7 more conserved sequences for HIV. And it took us 2 weeks to identify 19 conserved sites on SARS-CoV-2. So that is how significant the AI platform is. Actually cuts down the time for our drug discovery and development. It also adds to our... Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me ask you this. So, I mean, you got an incredible AI platform. One, what do you plan on doing with it? And, you know, and not to, you know, too much to get off course, but I have a lot of mining companies that come on my show. And what they do is they go out and find the gold, right? And after they find the gold and they do all these essays and, 101-43, they sell the project off to a bigger mining company that actually brings the gold out of the ground. Now, I come back to you and saying, do you think that maybe a path, and I'm not saying this is the path you're going to take, maybe the path you're going to take is sell this AI platform to a bigger pharmaceutical company, and are they partner up with you, or they just buy you out and saying, hey, thank you very much for doing 15, 20 years of, you know, working, and here's your paycheck?
Absolutely. So, I mean, but what we are discussing currently is there are several aspects of it. So first, there's an interest in AI platform's ability to identify conserved targets. So that is something that we are actually in active discussions with pharmaceutical companies. In fact, there's one particular company that is interested in that. But on the other hand, what we have also discussed is technology companies are interested in the AI platform's ability to prevent the next global pandemic. I mean, we all know that the next pandemic is around the corner. It's not that it's never going to happen. It will happen. So we have to be prepared for that, and that's why we are discussing with technology company who wants to take this, acquire this, the platform's capability, and build on it to prevent the next global pandemic.
I wanted to switch gears and talk about collaborations. You know, you've talked about that a little bit on James Hicks' show, and just bring us up to speed. Where are we at on collaborations moving forward?
I've discussed this in the past. So what Insulytics does is we have a very asset light strategy. What that means is what we do is we build a product, put in effort into R&D, and then we intend to partner with a larger entity, a larger pharmaceutical company that can take it to clinic a lot faster than us. So our intention is not to reinvent the wheel. We need to make sure that these products reach our patients as soon as possible. So just to give you an example, for our HIV monoclonal antibody that we've been developing, HIV monoclonal antibody is actually 50 times more potent, 50 times more powerful than the closest antibody being developed by the NIH. So there's significant interest in what we have. We have discussed the potential of this HIV monoclonal antibody with two of the largest antiretroviral companies. And what they have given us is they've given us the option of completing animal studies. And once we demonstrate efficacy in our animal studies, we will be open to partnerships, acquisitions, or licensing. And that's what we are working on. So again, for these, for our assets, we are not going to be reinventing the wheel, trying to go ahead and finish clinical trials, which is something that's not our expertise at all. We like to partner early with other pharmaceutical companies and take these products to clinics. And that way we can generate significant revenue for our shareholders and, more importantly, get the cures, get the treatment to our patients a lot faster.
Let's talk about valuations. You know,
sure.
A lot of people don't follow the market like I do, but I have a pretty good pulse on a lot of industries. And one of the industries or spaces, if you will, has been decimated is biopharma. I mean, by companies that have a market cap of $200 billion to companies that have $200 million, and across the board, every one of them is down significantly. Have you guys thought exactly how you guys are going to have an exit strategy or the valuation? If you have what you say you have you thought about where your valuation might end up, say, 6 months to 2 years from now?
Oh, gosh, okay. I mean, there is significant value. I think what you're referring to, you're referring to a couple of things, actually. First, the market cap for this company and where we stand and then where we are going forward with this. So what I can say is the market cap is not reflecting the full potential of Enzymatics. We actually have multiple products in clinical development. And we've talked about this IPF Immune being a part of a $50 billion like nutrition supplement market entering Europe in the next 3 months. So that's one product. If you look at what I'll do is I'll just walk through each product and then we'll talk about the potential as to what the valuation of this company would be. Then the next product that we have is an ITV1, which is an HIV therapeutics. It has actually cleared phase 3 clinical trials and we are now preparing for introduction into two markets. The African market is a significant market because 65% of about 34 to 37 million HIV patients live
in
Africa.
Yep,
so
I agree.
This is a significant revenue option. The good news is we have been allowed to take our HIV therapy for ITV into Africa in the next 3 to 4 months, awaiting our toxicology study, which is being currently done. So we can start generating revenue from about 65% of the HIV patient population in Africa
That's amazing.
As early as this year. The next thing we are doing with this particular product is that we have been will be introducing this into Europe, and we are awaiting certification under the European Medical Agency. And Scandia is our regulatory partner. They have been assisting us with this EMA certification. The good news is we've actually also sort of reached out to EMA, and we are scheduled for a discussion with the EMA as to how we can move this product efficiently and expedite the whole process of getting this into Europe. So that's for the ITV1. Then we talk about the global monoclonal antibody market. I mean, that is significant. We are looking at $144 billion as of 2020, and it is much more as of today. And as you see, and I've said that we have about 4 monoclonal antibodies for infectious diseases that are in clinical development as we speak. So I think we will have access to that entire market. And we mentioned this in the past that Samsung Biologics is our partner, CDMO partner, for our monoclonal antibodies, and there's significant interest in the entire pipeline of monoclonal antibodies that we've been developing. And then we also talked about this, I think the other thing that we mentioned is that our HIV monoclonal antibody asset has actually been calculated by an independent national consulting firm, Navigant, which was actually acquired by Veritas, and they actually gave us that assuming a penetration of 1% rising to a maximum of about 15% over 5 years, profit from making treatment available to HIV-positive patients in 7 major world markets would be $105 billion in the first 11 years. So you can imagine, as we complete our animal studies, demonstrating the efficacy of the anti-HIV monoclonal antibody, we will be fulfilling that milestone-based requirement for these 2 large pharmaceutical companies that are very interested in our HIV monoclonal antibody. And then finally, I mean, the other thing is we have not valued the total dollar value of the AI platform or the IPUD portfolio that is resulting from this platform. We are currently considering several proposals for partnerships, collaborations, and licensing from different pharmaceutical, diagnostic, and technology companies. So as you can imagine, though the market cap is not actually reflecting the actual value of the company, but in the next 6 months to 1 year, we anticipate there will be a significant or a monumental shift in the positioning of the company as our clinical products start coming into the market, as we start sort of solidifying our partnerships with the big pharma and move forward.
You know, for my listeners, you really got to ask yourself 2 questions about this company. Is it a broken company or a broken stock? And I believe it's the latter. All these biopharmaceutical companies have broken stocks. I don't think anything has changed about the company. I think you guys have grown significant. I think you guys are achieving your milestones. You said you're going to have a generating revenue product come out in the market, and you have. You said that you're going to be doing collaborations. You have done collaborations. Dr. Chandra, I give you the last 30 seconds. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Sure. I just have a concluding remark, and all I can say is that Enzymatics continues to make significant progress in its multiple therapeutic platforms, and we take pride in strengthening numerous IP portfolios covering the waterfront on viruses, diagnostics, prognostics, and therapeutics. With purpose and a passion for progress, we march forward with strategic focus on fulfilling our milestones and getting our therapies to our patients. And we firmly believe that let us be the change we wish to see in the world, onwards and upwards, as we march forward with Enzymatics.
Dr. Chandra has been my guest today. He is the Chief Operating Officer and Director of Enzymatics, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ENZC. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 55 days and give us an update.
Sure, I look forward to that. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.